Today's first articles are dedicated to women and are a vital guide for those seeking natural cures for a variety of menstrual problems. Many different herbs and plants will be studied here, as well as recipes for practical use. After this, we take a second look at the superior and inferior gates of the body, through which our energy is channeled either upwards to the higher spiritual paths or downwards to inferior and lower worlds. Today's meditation is the amplification of the energy at the sixth center of force, Ajna Chakra. Tiger Lily and Amaris will be here to keep you company.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Natural cures for menstrual cycle disorders. Beginning in adolescence, the period is a true indicator of a woman's state of health. Small or large grievances, food excesses, vices like alcohol or smoking, and a whole line of factors, sometimes unknown to women, can lead to serious menstrual disturbances. What should we do when, owing to negligence or sudden events, we have a very abundant flow or intense pain or even chaotic menses? Some therapists often recommend hormonal therapies, but they lead to almost uncontrollable side effects like weight gain, a disorderly appetite, or even a lack of appetite. Sometimes it seems that your body's going crazy. Hormonal therapy can be necessary in certain situations, but most often nature's pharmacy provides sufficient remedies in order to balance your health and reach a normal state of harmony. Here are the most efficient herbal cures that have been studied and used with surprisingly effective results. Lion's foot, Alchemilla vulgaris. It has a delicate velvety aspect and a remarkable astringent effect. It makes the excess of your menstrual flow disappear shortly, and it tones up exceptionally well the entire genital zone. This plant may be said to be a real gift of God to women. Suggested use, 1 gram of powder 4 times a day. Keep the powder under your tongue for 10 to 15 minutes and then swallow with some water. Don't mind the taste, because its effect is completely beneficial. Shepherd's purse, Capsella bursae pastoris. Although it is one of the most common plants, its qualities are being exploited too little. Even the most efficient plant products for menstruation contain this miraculous ingredient. Its active principles, especially the tannins, give it efficiency in most cases of uterine hemorrhage, menopausal problems, or abundant menstruation. Yet few people know that this plant, whose leaves are in the shape of a heart, is efficient even in treating the worst cases of uterine fibroma. By associating the tincture or powder of shepherd's purse with sedative plants like motherwort or All Saints' wort, we obtain a blend that reduces the intense abdominal pain which some women experience during the menstrual cycle. Suggested use. The dosage and the frequency can differ from case to case. The medium dose is 4 to 5 grams of powder a day, as described earlier, or a teaspoon of tincture 3 or 4 times a day on an empty stomach. In this case, you should always put the tincture in 200 to 300 milliliters of water. Garden sage, Salvia officinalis. It has been very famous since antiquity, in Greece and Rome, as one of the most toning and efficient feminine products. It contains bitter and astringent substances, mineral salts, vitamins, and also some principles that have the same effects as estrogen. Among its most important effects on women, we can count the eliminating of the menstrual problems like painful menstruation, excessive menstruation, abdominal aches, and so on. The elimination of adipose tissue, the reduction of abundant blood flow, hot flashes that accompany menopause, and the eradication of feminine sterility. It is indicated in order to stop the appearance of adipose tissue, of flaccid tissue, and to prevent sagging breasts. It is also a very valuable anti-stress feminine medicine. Suggested use: for internal use as powder, 1 gram 4 times a day. In order to prevent the unpleasant symptoms during the menstrual period, it is recommended to use it constantly and over an extended period of time in the indicated dosage. You can also increase the dosage to 1.5 grams 4 times a day, approximately 3 days before the period. Natural cures for menstrual cycle disorders. Here are other herbs recommended for, but not limited to, the disorders of the menstrual period. Dill, Anethum gravolens. The name of this plant might make you smile by thinking of the perfumed leaves that you use in order to spice up your food. Yet the effects of dill seeds can outrank the hormonal medicines for women. The powder and the tincture extracted at cold temperature from dill seeds are a very powerful hormonal regulator. They stimulate mainly the gonads. After 15 to 20 days of treatment with powder or tincture, you will notice the following effects: a regulation of the period, curing of amenorrhea, diminishing the time of sleep, a harmonious breast enlargement. It's no joke, you'll notice it after a while. The slowing down of undesirable hair growth and the curing of hypertrichosis. An increase of the body's vitality and an increase of the volume of the lactose secretion for women who are breastfeeding. In some cases, frigidity and erotic inhibitions disappear. In rare cases, there was a noticeable increase in the quantity of blood, but the diminishing of annoying symptoms like distension and abdominal pain, etc. You should take it with much caution or not take it at all in cases of very long and abundant menstruations. Suggested use: as powder, 2 grams 4 times a day, or a teaspoon of tincture 4 times a day in 200 milliliters of water. Raspberry buds, Rubus ideus. Natural extracts from buds seem to be one of the discoveries, or better yet, rediscoveries, in current phytotherapy. Their efficiency and force, you can find these products in some homeopathic drugstores, are a lot bigger than those of mature plants, especially as concerns the speed with which effects appear. It is recommended for painful, abundant, or irregular menstrual flows. Significant results were noticed after 2 to 3 months of treatment in cases of female sterility and cysts. Suggested use: 40 drops 3 times a day in water on an empty stomach about 20 minutes before every meal. Final recommendations: eat as many vegetable products as possible, as well as fruit and skim dairy products, as soon as the first signs of the period appear. Continue the diet until it is over and even a few days after the period is over. Avoid eating products very rich in proteins, such as eggs, nuts, peanuts, and mushrooms. A piece of advice from psychosomatic medicine is to avoid any kind of grief and emotional tension, especially in cases of very abundant periods. It has been discovered that more than 70% of hypermenorrhea cases are connected to bad moods, especially on the intimate level. If you start a diet with one or preferably more of the plants described above, be perseverant and do not stop sooner than 3 months, even if you notice the results quickly. Thus, you can make sure that your dysfunctions will be completely eliminated.
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. The superior and inferior axis gates of the body. Part 2. The superior gates of the body, as well as the inferior ones, should be guarded closely so that the energies of life will not leave the body. By concentrating on the inferior ecstatic forces, you will obtain wonderful visions in the sky of your mind. This is a great mystery that shortens your journey to final freedom, according to Yogini Tantra. The secret of the inferior gates lies in the contraction of the anal sphincters, or in placing a finger or a part of the foot on the orifice in order to cover it, usually the heel. The secret of the superior gates refers to closing, physically or mentally, the orifices in the area of the head, such as the mouth, nose, ears, eyes, and fontanelle. If the mouths of the two lovers are pressed against each other, they come together. If the lovers look into each other's eyes, then energies circulate between them without being dissipated. The nose is blocked by holding the breath or by an intimate contact with the nose of the other. Ears may be covered with certain parts of the body. Finally, placing a hand over the top of the head will close the fontanelle. Yogi texts refer to a mystical block known as Yoni Mudra, described in Giranda Samhita as follows. Block your ears with your thumbs, your eyes with your forefingers, your nostrils with your middle fingers, the upper lip with your ring fingers, and the lower lip with your little fingers. Inhale the prana and unite it with the apana. Contemplate the subtle body as well as the chakras. Though Yoni Mudra is not essential for those who form a couple, it can be used during sexual contact. You must keep in mind that, while ecstasy is approaching, a tendency to lose energy will occur. You can stop this by blocking your orifices. The best way to do this is to block the top of your lover's head with your hand, while strongly imagining it as a mystical initiation. Thus, the ecstatic moment can be prolonged and a mystical form of consciousness will develop. When the couple confront the indescribable pleasure of their sexual ecstasy, the mind will start having different visions and the heart will feel them. The two lovers will develop a mystical consciousness about the goal of their lives, and they will perceive wonderful visions through their third eye. It will help them to realize that their spirits are unique. A common mystical vision associated with sexual ecstasy represents the Island of Jewels, an archetypal manifestation of the souls in harmony with each other. Such a vision can be developed and maintained by bringing the elements together. Giranda Samhita offers a wonderful technique of visualization in order to create the Island of Jewels. Close your eyes and imagine that in the zone of your hearts there is an endless ocean of nectar. In the middle of this ocean there is an island of gems. The sand is made of diamonds, the rocks are emeralds and rubies, and the mountains are sapphires. Imagine that there are trees all around this island. They are full of wonderful and perfumed flowers. Imagine that you sit in the middle of this island and imagine the presence of the great tree of desire with its four branches, symbolizing the four sacred Vedas, filled with fruits and multicolored flowers. Bees are flying around this magnificent tree collecting pollen. There are birds and animals all around. Imagine the divine beauty of this tree. Colored lights, thousands of rays and joyful games, projecting into the sky, into your mind, and into your heart. Then picture the god that you have chosen to adore, or your lover, in this place, and contemplate the entire scene down to its smallest detail. If the lovers become aware of the superior forces within their bodies during intercourse, then they will be able to stop their energies from flowing outside by closing these gates. Death is overcome by those who make their energy flow inside their bodies. The natural flow of energy can be reversed through body positions, different seals, reverse orientation, through breath control and meditation, according to Kaula Tantra.
Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: amplifying the sixth center of force, Ajna Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention between your eyebrows, which represents the projection of Ajna Chakra in your physical body. This chakra represents the superior mental consciousness, which allows the direct perception of the invisible worlds and of the subtler aspects of manifested universe. It induces and controls a superior form of intuition, clairvoyance, extrasensory perceptions, the ability to anticipate certain events that have yet to happen, and the instantaneous ability to perceive all the qualities of any human being. The harmonious activation of Ajna Chakra grants mental insight, telepathic capacities, self-control, mental understanding through intellectual identification, and creative intelligence. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: amplifying the sixth center of force, Ajna Chakra. Let us begin. Thank you.
Well, that concludes another show. Goodbye from all of us at Tantra FM.